Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darned sexy people. I am coming to you today from the beautiful Niagara Falls. Just absolutely, absolutely stunningly beautiful here. And the trees are turning. I don't get to get out and see a whole lot of it, but I see enough of it to be very grateful for the beauty that is surrounding me. It's interesting, from here I go back to the States and go up to visit my older brother for about a day and a half, and then I fly out to Germany for another convention. And you know, I've really been aware that I'm nervous about going to Germany. I mean, I know I've had a lot of past lives there, but I continue to remember what the channel says about worry, that worry is the biggest sin that we can do against ourselves and others, because it makes your brain focus on the very thing you don't want. So they kind of gave me a guideline about fear and worry. So pull up whatever it is that you're fearing or that you're worrying about now. It can be your kid, it can be money, it can be a health problem, whatever it is. Just get in touch with what that fear is, because the first step is to really admit that you're afraid of that. I have a fear around going to Germany. I have a fear around being sick. I have a fear around not having enough money, whatever it is. So you want to bring it up and really look at it and go, yeah, I definitely have a fear of something going on here. And the second step then is, you know, I accept that it's possible for me to redirect that fear. That fear isn't something that has power over me. That fear is something that I have power over. So I am going to accept that it's possible for me to redirect that fear, that feeling I have about fear. So can everybody join me in accepting that we have, and that it is possible to redirect the fear? Okay, so now let's state what we want. What I want is to feel really great and happy about going to Germany, about having this opportunity of exploration and this opportunity to make money. And I want to be joyful about it because it's going to be a more successful trip if I am. So that's what I want. That's what I'm choosing. And that's what I am claiming, also known as directing myself to create. I am choosing to replace that fear with the joy and the knowing that I am the creation of how I feel about going. Now, we want to direct the universe to partner with us. and create this sense of knowing and security and beingness within what used to be that fear. And then we want to open our hearts around that new possibility. What does it feel like, guys, if you knew that you were in total control of your life, your money, your health, safety, and security? What does it feel like? Just take a minute to feel into it. Because you can't feel that and continue to feel the fear. You can't feel both of them at the same time. So now that you know you have control over that fear, that you're always choosing to have control over that fear, then what is there to worry about? Now, the channel wants you to understand that when you know that you literally are the creators of that, that is the signal that you send out to the universe. The universe then responds by saying, okay, we get that new signal that you know that you're in joy about this, that you're accepting this. So now we, the universe, can match that for you. I'm telling you, I've had such a beautiful experience here in Niagara Falls. Beautiful people, great promoters, a lot of business. It's just been really joyful. And that is what I am stating, claiming, confirming, and directing the universe to join me in creating for the rest of my trip. It's done. So it is. That's it. So that's what you want to do with any of the fears that are plaguing you. Wasted energy, and literally you are sending out the signal then of the opposite thing of you want, of what you want. So let's start sending out what we want and celebrating that, okay? I've already sent it out, but our next webinar is November 13th. I'm happy to say my daughter Gabrielle is joining me for this one. We had a long talk about it, and actually it came about because I was telling her about a couple of emails that I'd gotten, and can you make it easier, and how can we just make this as easy as we can? And she said, Mom, I talk about all of that in my book, The Thought Onion and the Self-Love Cocktail. It's so easy, and my friends are all doing it. And I went, let's do a webinar about that. Stephen, can you come in and tell me that we're still on? Because my switchboard says we're not. Okay, well, there it went. Okay, thank you very much. All of a sudden, it said no callers and everything went away, so I wanted to make sure. All right, so anyway, join Gabrielle and I. We've already got a lot of signups, and thank you for that. On November 13th, we're doing it a little early because she's off to explore Bali and Vietnam. And I'm going to take my opening words about worry and apply it to all of that. If you want to delve into how to literally do your own thought onion and your self-love cocktail, it's easy. Of course, the channel will be there, supplying all the additional information that you want also. I'm pretty excited about this and pretty darn proud. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. We're off and running. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Em.
I have had some pain in my low back since Wednesday. And then last night, some pain in my left hand. And I've been working with the low back situation, and I feel like it just all opened up with your opening.
I get a yes on that. And this is additional information that you're bringing in, so thank you, that when we live in the state of worry, we literally close off the flow of energy in our creation process. So we're going, I want this, and that starts the flow and starts the signal going out, and then you go, I'm scared to death, I'm not going to be able to do it, which stops the flow and cuts off the creation process. And I get that's what it's all about, Emily. Does that make sense? Do you know what you're worried about?
I think the fear is that love won't stay.
Yep. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. So, you know, this is all based, when we go into fears like this, guys, it's all based on past experiences. But you all have to remember that the past experiences were created from this belief that love won't stay, which for you, they want you to know is a past life thing, several past life things, around five. And so you brought that memory in with you. It reignited in this lifetime, conception, womb, 0 to 5, around 5 years old, with your mom. Your mom's your key in to what it's about. And it could very well, around 5 years old, it often has to do with school.
Yeah.
Okay. Because really young children feel like they're abandoned when they're sent to school.
I feel like that could very well be what it was.
So that's where they're guiding me. And school then represents any kind of new adventure that you need to go on in order to expand and learn who you are.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go up to Alaska for 6 months.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's it. So acknowledge that there's some fear that goes along with that. It's an unknown, but you know that you're the creator of your own life, and you're directing everything about that trip to be safe and secure and joyful and powerful, right?
Yeah.
Start taking control of your own creation around that trip.
Yes. And is any of this tied into this new man, this new love interest?
No.
Okay.
No. Unless, well, as you do anything, you do everything. So the only way he's tied in is that fear that love doesn't stay.
Right.
Or something's going to fall out, right? Or something bad's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure, like with me leaving, what that means for him and I.
Well, yeah, so you see it's all interconnected.
Right.
So if you want to be sure, I would start directing what you want.
Yeah.
Do you see how easily we fall out of not doing what we know we're supposed to do?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, baby. That was a good lesson for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. That was a great lesson for everybody. Kathy in Illinois. Well, I'm trying to get you on. There you come on. Hi, baby.
Good afternoon. No, good morning for you. I'm ahead of you.
Well, good day. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Well, I had called in July and said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. My work was closing, but another company agreed to take the employees on, and we would continue to work with our clients.
Uh-huh.
Well, on Tuesday this week, the new company laid off 5 of us. Their explanation being is they took on too much overhead. And so it threw me a little bit, but actually in my stomach, I don't feel panicky, but it's like, what direction should I be heading in right now?
Well, which direction do you want to go, Kathy? It's not like some nebulous question that's hanging out there in the universe. It's in you. It's in the universe of you. So the channel saying you are aware of the fact that you really did want to leave this anyway, right?
I was having fun at it. I thought I had ideas in my head that I would retire from there.
Well, let's see what part of you wanted to leave then. Sheets, book, give me a song.
I'm just trying to think of a Journey song. All of a sudden that came into my head. Faithfully,
okay. So there was a fear in you as soon as you heard this that they were not going to be faithful to you. Oh, what if something happens? Oh, what if they get rid of us? Oh, what if they get rid of me? Am I safer? Does that resonate when I say those things to you? Can you find when those thoughts flitted through you?
Well, they're very sales-oriented, so they talked about everybody always being on and pushing yourself and getting more sales and getting more sales. But at times they said, hey, relax, we're financially fine, nothing's going to bother this is great, we're doing well. So I get very mixed messages from them.
Well, but I'm not asking what you got from them. I'm asking for you to get in touch with those very quiet, fleeting little thoughts that went through you about, oh my God, I'm afraid I'm not safe here. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be focused on when they said positive and then went to negative and went to positive and went to negative, because you would be in your knowing.
Yeah.
So you've got to get back into your knowing and create what you want.
Okay.
All right. So
Yes. Thank
you. Lovely time I spent with you. And now I'm going to create something even better. And there is something better. But you have to know that in order to bring it in to you. And it's kind of hanging out around you, really, Kathy. But you've got to get over the shell shock of being let go, because they're saying it really is a positive thing.
Okay.
It really is a positive thing, and are you ready, willing, and able to walk into being more powerful, see? And my pendulum goes to no. So
yeah,
that's
I tend to give all the decision power to somebody else. I don't.
Well,
that's
stop
a tendency
it.
I have.
That's not self-creation. That's creation by fear.
Yeah.
We're not doing that anymore.
Passive creation. Yeah, passive creation.
Yeah, okay.
Mhm.
Yeah, so you've got your orders. You know what to do. Get busy, okay?
Yes.
All right, woman.
Tough
love here. Okay, we're going to Davina in Texas. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hello, wonderful, awesome, amazing Dean.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I was wanting to know what is for my highest good, not working the rest of the year or getting my butt out and finding a job.
Okay, well, that's not really the right question. The right question for you is, what do you need to do? Now, this is interesting because they don't usually take me this way. So I'm interested to see where this is going. So what do you need to do, Davina?
above all, take care of myself.
Okay. And does that mean take the rest of the year off or go get a job?
Well, that's the thing. It could be either
way. It could what?
It could be either way.
Okay. So the biggest question then is, and this is the theme of the whole show, guys, how are you creating it? You see, you're not saying whether I work or whether I take the rest of the year off, I want the rest of this year to rock. I want and am creating being financially stable and happy. I'm relishing whatever time I have, knowing that I'm making the most of it, whether I work or whether I take the time off. That's what you want to create, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So it's really not about whether you work or whether you don't work. It's, is Davina creating consciously her happiness, her stability, and her balance, whether she works or not? So, Davina, are you worried about money?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Will you worry about money if you don't work through the end of the year?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a yes.
I guess that's the thing, is I'm living off of savings, which I have, but then, you know, should I not be doing that and going out and getting a job instead of living off my savings?
Well, okay, so that's where your fear is, sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's the fear of, oh, and I resonate with that because I'm at the time in my life where they're telling me I have to take money out of all the things, stuff that I've saved. And I have more than enough, and I'm still going, oh, but I shouldn't take anything out. So that's the fear you and I have to go, okay, there's this fear here. And I'm going to acknowledge this fear so that I can be happy and successful and joyful in taking this time off, knowing that I have more than enough and I am always going to be creating more money and being safe and secure in this life. That's what I'm directing. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, that's what you want to focus on, sweetheart. And bring that fear up, sit down and have a cup of coffee with it. And go, you know, I'm in charge here. You're not in charge here. Now that I've found you lurking about. All right?
Yes.
Okay, get on it.
Okay.
Get on it every day. Be conscious of it. All right, baby. I love hearing her little bird in the background. All right, Miss Katie in New York. Come
on. Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What's up?
I've been doing a lot of clearing, and
okay,
hold on.
We don't clear anymore. You can't clear energy. You redirect energy. So you've been redirecting energy toward what you want. Yes. Keep going.
Yes. So what's coming up for me is I have guilt, and I feel like I have guilt around, I don't know, receiving love and money. And I think I have like a loyalty to, like an unconscious loyalty to my mother's emotions or something.
Okay, so Katie, who's the creator of your life?
Me.
Okay, so you don't have to keep looking at what the hell it might be anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
I want you to only focus on what you want.
Okay.
All right. So is this mostly around money?
I think love and money goes hand in hand for me. It's the same thing.
Everything, as you do anything, you do everything. So you tell me in two sentences, what do you want in love and money?
I want to have an abundance of love and abundance of money.
Okay. But you're focused on why you can't, aren't you?
Yeah, because I thought I needed to clear it, to have
you
it.
You need to focus on what you want, period.
Okay.
So in other words, I don't give a flying shit why I've got this stuff going on in my life. This is what
okay.
I want. This is what I want. I want, and therefore, I am creating an abundance of love and an abundance of money in my life. I am committed to creating this. I am choosing to feel great whenever I think about love and money. I love money. I love love. I love the fact that I've got a significant other in my life that loves me. I love that money loves me because I love it. That's where you focus all your energy on, baby. Not why
okay.
can't I have it or why don't I. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the difference
yeah.
between manifestation and staying stuck.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right.
That makes sense.
All righty.
Yeah.
Good. Good. So
thank
just do that for a couple of weeks and see how your life starts changing. Because
okay.
right now the signal you're sending out to the universe is, I can't figure out how to do that. There's something in my way. Instead,
yeah.
if there's nothing
mm-hmm.
in my way, I'm the creator of me and this is what I'm creating. All right?
Yeah, yeah, I can
Great.
See that. Thank you.
Great. Yes, you can, baby. Yes, you can. Go get him. All right, Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee. So this is the perfect show for me. It's all about a fear base, and I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to everyone because it's all hitting home.
Good.
I'm wanting to also, you know, forget about things in the past or what happened and just create from now. And I find myself constantly pulling backwards and going back into old patterns.
Okay,
so,
well, that's because you're trying to forget about it. I don't want you to forget about them, guys. I want you to sit down and go, okay, these are the facts. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Now,
okay.
what am I going to create now? You see, because if you keep trying to bury it or look away from it or not face it, it's always there. It's always lurking. But if you bring it out and confront it and go, great, this is what I created in my life to learn. I'm not going to create that anymore. Do you understand?
I do understand. That's great.
Okay. This is what I'm choosing to create. This is what I'm focusing on. This is what I'm feeling good about, period. And nobody and no thing, even all the stuff that I created myself or anything that anybody else has done to me is not going to get in my way. And if I'm not taking the steps that I know I should be taking, I'm going to make myself take them because I'm not doing it anymore. Do you understand?
Love it. Yeah,
okay.
I do understand.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you
so
much,
sweetheart.
Thanks. We're getting so much clarification here today around living the process, guys. Come on, be some tough love with yourself. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, darling.
I treated myself for my birthday to speak with you.
Woohoo!
So
happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. So my question is, what's the core issue? My tenant told me they're leaving and that broke the lease. So I want them to go if they want to go, but I love them and I love my two former tenants also. So the ones prior to this was such a trauma for me when they left, even though it was for their benefit and I certainly wanted them to go because they got a bigger apartment. And then these two new tenants are fabulous and they've been
here for like a year and a half. There is somebody fabulous coming in, Anna. And the question the channel has for you is why do you not trust that you're attracting and being sent fabulous people? You have proof of it.
I have proof of it.
Two tenants in a row have been wonderful and fabulous. So, you know, let the energy flow and let the next people who are going to be fabulous come in and share what they have in their fabulousness with you.
Wonderful. Okay.
See,
the
fear is, oh, my God, I'm not going to get something as good. So what do you want? You want something even better, don't you?
Yeah, I want something even better. And to me, the fear is not so much that I'm going to get somebody good or better. I know I'm going to get somebody wonderful. It's the space between. So I want, like, the next one to move in the day after these move out is my thing. I want that.
Okay, but you haven't been creating that now because the signal that you're sending out is I'm in fear, you know, that this is going to be empty for a long time. And I don't want that. But that doesn't tell the universe what you do want. Bring me somebody fabulous and wonderful and fill it up really quick because I want all this new fabulous new energy.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. See, you were so focused on I don't want them to leave and wasn't really the issue. The issue was I don't want my apartment to be empty.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. You know, guys, sometimes it just takes talking it through with somebody to go, oh my God, I didn't realize what that was about. Sandy in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. This is Sandy. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
I've got, and this is really good today. Well, they all are.
Thank you.
I have one question for you. Can we ask questions of the channel on your call about someone else? And,
absolutely.
Okay. And then the other question, and I think takes priority today, is I have been asked for the buzzing in my ears to disappear now and to have I'm creating ultimate hearing clarity, but I still have the buzzing, which is really
Sandy, you don't want to say I want this to be gone, and I want clarity, because you cancel it out, okay?
Okay.
I hear clearly. I hear clearly, right? Now, the first thing they showed me, which is kind of obvious, but from my channel a little weird, is a bunch of bees, like, and then they're taking me to busy bees, and busy bees are people that interfere. So who is interfering in your life that you don't frickin' want to hear from?
Oh, who I don't want to hear from?
Yeah, it's like, and you're going, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, okay. That's from my middle sister.
Yeah, it's definitely female.
Yeah.
I get a yes on your middle sister.
Yeah, and she's going through a really tough time.
Well, that's I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
And you have to direct yourself either to speak your truth and go, look, I am here. I can hear you. I'm listening to you, but you have to create your own life. I'm here to support right. you in doing that, because she's kind of using you as a dumping ground, Sandy, and that doesn't work for you. You know too much about this work. Is she the one you wanted to ask about?
No. The other one I wanted to ask was my son, who was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident. And I just want to make sure that, see if there's still hope after 12 years that there's something out there for him to...
There is. Mm-hmm. And he's fighting. He doesn't really want it. That he kind of really likes being taken care of. So, see, here's the hearing thing coming in. He doesn't want to hear, really, that he can get better. So, you know, Sandy, I think what you're bringing in for everybody is, if you don't want to hear something, like from your friend or from your sister, you have to acknowledge you don't want to hear it, that it's kind of burdening you down, right? And you just don't want to hear it. And you have to speak that truth to yourself and to them in a loving way, of course. But also, on the other side, we need to hear those things that are for our highest good. We have to be open to hearing those things. And so it's all about acknowledging that we don't want to hear certain things, right? And that's what's going on throughout your entire life right now. Is you've got to get clear, what do you really want to hear and participate in? And you want to be open to hearing all the powerful, expanding things for yourself, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So they want us to balance everything we've talked about so far, invoking the symbol formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. All right, baby. I hope that gave you some clarity there.
It does. Thank you very much.
Good.
Appreciate
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Lisa in Chicago, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for bringing me on today.
Yep.
Before my question, I just want to let everyone know out there, you're not just being the proud mama bragging about Gabrielle's book. I've started it. It is incredible. It's just so beautiful. The way she can find humor in some of the challenges she's faced.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to finishing it. So, you know, this call about creation and redirecting, how does this play into the idea that, you know, our soul is on a journey and there are different experiences we want to have? How much can we do in this life versus maybe what we came in thinking we wanted to do? I'm just confused about that.
I'm not quite clear about what your question is. How can we expand from what we came in to do? You can't, because you came in to know that you're God. You came in to know that you're the creator. You know that before you come into embodiment. Embodiment is the biggest challenge place for us to practice it. Did I answer your question?
Well, do you believe that, like, we have soul contracts, that we come to have certain experiences in a certain lifetime?
And expand beyond them, yes.
Okay, so and this is really relating to someone with a very, very challenging illness. So really the question is, can you overcome anything if you are completely aligned with redirecting and embodying everything?
If you believe it. If you believe it, Lisa, and they don't. As you believe, yeah, it is delivered to you.
Okay.
So I can say I am the God of me. I am the creator of my reality, and I don't believe I can heal myself.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. Now, it doesn't make it easier in the situation.
Highest, most correct, most complete, yes. There is no limitation around how we can experience ourselves as the God and creator of us, except our belief system that limits that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Iris, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
What is the biggest thing to get out of the victim mode for me? What's the biggest thing I need to get to alignment?
Well, what did you learn in creation, Iris?
What did you say?
What did you learn in creation station?
Go to your love place and redirect.
Yeah. So why don't you do that?
What?
Why don't you do that? Why don't you start saying, I am victorious over my life. I am the creator of me and I love it. I am powerful. I am clear. I know. I am the light that creates. Start saying that instead of saying, why am I still a victim? Guys,
right.
Say it until I'm blue in the face. You have got to claim it and define it the way you want it, and then you get proof of it. If you wait for the proof of it, you're going to be waiting another lifetime.
Yeah, the challenge is just to do it when already in that like intense survival mode place of the fight or flight. Is that's where I'm finding the challenge. Not
well, that's your fear.
Thought.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Sit down. Have coffee with it. Go, you know what? You're real. Okay. For some silly unexplained reason, I'm afraid
for
of
good
this.
Reason. For good reason. For very good reason.
Well, but it's not really a good reason because it's keeping you in your limitation.
Yeah, and it's the past.
It's in the past.
Right. Right.
So trying to move into the future while you're still telling your story from the past, Iris, ain't going to work.
The story is telling me. The story is taking me, it feels like, and strangling me by the neck, and I need to...
Because you're allowing it to.
Right, yep.
Well, if I'm right, then stop, and do what you know you need to do, Iris.
Yeah, no, I just needed to talk through it. It's hard.
Yeah,
to,
you needed
I,
to
I,
talk.
I find the challenge. Yeah, I get the concept. It's just hard, and I'm finding the challenge when I'm feeling activated in those things. So that I already feel less activated.
Okay, good, but sweetheart. You can do this for yourself. You must do this for yourself. And then you won't be sliding back into all of these old places that aren't serving you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Did you direct your day this morning?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm wondering why you're feeling like this. If you're saying, I'm clear, I'm powerful, I'm the creator of me, I'm joyful. If you're directing yourself and your day to be, why are you feeling this way?
What triggered me was a few hours before I fell asleep, and I didn't barely sleep. So I'm just having trouble resetting. I will be much easier now after the call.
Yeah, resetting is really easy for me. By the way, whenever you feel like this, open your heart, open your chakras, because they're all closed right now.
Well,
okay?
I had the emotion came up about not wanting to have to do it all alone.
Well, but we are alone, Iris. In the creation
okay.
of us, we're alone. And what you have to understand is when you move forward to create yourself, then you're not alone anymore because the universe responds. But you've got to be there for you first, not the other way around.
Got it. Yeah,
all right, baby.
You
know how to do
there.
This.
All right.
All right.
Me.
Love you. Ryan, hold on.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you for checking in about the fires. Yes, we're okay so far.
Yeah, I had the similar thing the week before, so.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. And again, it's a representation of anger and fear and all this stuff that the country is going through. You know, we're getting flooded by emotions. We're getting burned up with our fear. So nature is lovingly coming forward and going, you sure you want this? So again, what do we do about it? I am living in calm energy. I am living in a cool environment within myself, right? I am living in a country of dignity and honor for all people. Say what you want, guys, instead of the fear that's in front of you. All right, what can I do for you now?
The only thing that's really coming up is I guess my grandpa is getting ready to transition, and my mom was just up there, and she was feeling really frustrated with him.
Well, the channel is saying, no, she's not so frustrated with him. She's angry at herself. And it's a typical reaction that we go to when a loved one is dying because we think we should have, would have, could have done more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please tell her to be at peace. She's loved, and everything she did do has been appreciated. And he realizes that he created a lot of his life himself. And he's totally peaceful about going, Ryan. He's beyond ready.
Yeah, I kind of sensed that when I saw him this summer.
Yeah, you were right. You are right. But she should not be in fear that she didn't do enough, which causes her to now have anger toward herself. She did what she was supposed to do in the dynamic that she was given. And if she learned a lesson that she wishes she could have done more, she can apply that to the people for the rest of her life that she wants to bring love to.
Awesome.
Okay?
All right. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Love you. All righty, we're going to Kathy in Kentucky. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Dee. I have come down with acute bronchitis, and I haven't had this for years. And
yeah,
I'm
why
just...
are you in grief, Kathy?
I guess it's over the condition of my husband's health.
Yes. And so that grief has compromised your immune system. And if you trace back the channel saying in your younger life, you will be able to associate grief with when you experienced this bronchitis. So
yes.
Okay, they're giving me the statement that they give me about my daughter and everybody. I release you to your own divine I am presence. In other words, I release you to your own creation. I will be here to love you. I will be here to support you. I cannot create for you. So your job is to continue to create yourself, sweetheart. And in the continuation of creating yourself, you will support him in creating him. Do you understand?
I'll have to ponder that a little bit because there's not a lot of contact between us.
Well, I remind you of when I used to send my energy back to my mommy when she was making her transition. And I would dance with her, and I would play her religious music for her energetically. And I had this amazing reader years later that told me my husband had gone home from the hospital to die because they kept reviving him. Nobody knew that but me. And that my mother was coming through thanking me for dancing with her and playing her music while she transitioned out. You do not have to be with someone to love and support them, sweetheart. Okay?
Does the channel feel like that he is wanting to transition but just can't allow himself to do it?
He's in the process of preparing himself, are the words I'm being given. So, again,
He's shutting himself off from everyone.
Yeah. Well, and as you know, it's a part of the death process where you can sit and be by somebody's side for days and days and days, and finally you go, I have to go eat, and you go down to the cafeteria to get a sandwich, and they pass.
Yes.
Right? Some people want to be surrounded with their loved ones. Other people want to make the choice of transitioning alone. So be peaceful in his choice. All right, Kathy. Sending you blessings, sweetheart. Many, many blessings. Victoria, we're almost out of time, but I want to get you on. What can I do for you, darling?
Wow. Hi, Dee. What a pleasure.
Thank you. I love your
creation station. This I am process is wonderful. Can I share an experience I had?
Sure.
I've been sending the love out and it's surrounding the whole earth, and many, many beings with like minds have joined me. And we're just sending love, and I was questioning, well, do we this and that? And love just told me, love knows what to do.
You bet.
So I get in the car the next day. First thing I turn on the radio, there's a ceasefire in Yemen.
Yeah.
So I know this stuff works.
You bet, and you're a big part of it. And you see what a beautiful way to end the show on love, not fear. You know, in conversations with God, he says it so beautifully. He says, in the final moment, there is only two choices, love or fear. So use your love, guys. Use your love and direct it toward exactly what you want. Gosh, Victoria, thank you for sharing that, sweetheart.
Thank you, Dee. This process has just enlivened my life.
Well, and you just really nailed it on the head for all of us. Thank you, my love. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, guys, what a show. And, boy, did we clock through a few calls today. I'm sorry for those I didn't get to, but, man, we covered a lot of ground. So let's come together and say it together until we meet again. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.